I tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
What is this?
Good Monday morning to you. So glad to have you on this podcast of Reeling It In, where we cast ourselves deep into God's Word and reel back those life applications. Well, listen, we are looking here. We have been talking about holy ambition. We've been talking about what that involves. Paul is telling us, make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with your hands. And I want to pick up here with to work with your hand. This is the third thing that Paul tells us, that we should make it our ambition. Now, Paul's not saying that we should all desire to be blue-collar workers. He's simply telling us that people should earn their own living. In other words, we should not be a drain on society. We should not be a people who are always looking for a handout. We should not be those who expect to be given things we didn't earn. We should resist. Whoa, whoo. Are you ready for this? We should resist this entitlement mentality. I deserve this. I'm owed this. Good night. We have this running rampant in our country today. It is possible that there were people who believed Jesus was surely coming soon as they neared the end of the first Christian generation. Some believe that there were people in Thessalonica who quit their jobs in order to serve the Lord more fully. And we're now proving to be a drain on the Christian community. Now listen to the word of God. Proverbs 18:9 says, one who is slack in his work is a brother to one who destroys. In Proverbs 24, verses 33 through 34, it says, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come upon you like a bandit, and scarcity like an armed man. Proverbs 10:4, he who gathers crops in the summer is a wise son, but he who sleeps during the harvest is a disgraceful son. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 6 through 13, it says, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we command you, brothers, to keep away from every brother who is idle and does not live according to the teaching you received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to follow our example. We were not idle when we were with you, nor did we eat anyone's food without paying for it. On the contrary, we worked night and day, laboring and toiling so that we would not be a burden to any of you. We did this not because we do not have the right to such help, but in order to make ourselves a model for you to follow. For even when we were with you, we gave you this rule. If a man will not work, he shall not eat. We hear that some among you are idle. They are not busy, they're busy bodies. Such people we command and urge you in the Lord Jesus Christ to settle down and earn the bread they eat. And as for you, brothers, never tire of doing what is right. Now, Paul says believers should be pulling their own weight. We should be people who work hard, understanding that we are serving the Lord. People who work the system are really no different from the scam artists that we all dislike. So why is it so important to work? It is because this is the way we earn our salvation. No, we aren't made right with God by doing the right things, but by entering into a vital and living relationship with Jesus Christ. We are saved because we turn to Him alone for salvation and a new life. We cannot now nor ever earn our salvation by our good deeds. Now, the main reason we are to be diligent workers is because this is what God has designed us to do. If you go back in the Garden of Eden, before sin entered and corrupted the world, God put Adam to work. Now, labor was never meant to be drudgery. It was meant to be a way for us to fellowship with God and share in the care of His creation. God wants us to work with our hands because it helps us fulfill His purpose for us. Well, listen, that's all the time I've got. We're going to come back and we're going to look at some practical goals concerning this passage of scripture. And we're going to wrap it all up together, but I got to get out of here because I'm gone fishing.